Producers.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? I'm doing all right. My name is Simon, and you are listening to What Simon Says on Planet 104.6 FM or planetaudio.org.nz. I'm going to be here for the next hour playing some cracking tunes, celebrating the underdogs, playing B-sides and remixes you will not hear anywhere else on the airways. We're going to go straight into it from their brand new album, The Centre Won't Hold. This is Sleater Kinney.
That was actually last week's show. Don't know what that's doing on here. But it's me. I'm here. It is 8:30 on Saturday, the 3rd of August, 2019. And this is Simon Says. What Simon Says, actually. I don't know what I'm going to say today. I'll just make it up as I go along. But I'm here as part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. First of all, we're going to go up with a song called Shallow Tears, which you may have heard if you have watched the Netflix six-parter called Russian Doll. That's where I first heard this song, actually. The show had finished. I thought it was all right. And then the titles rolled, and I thought, well, hang on a second. This might be even better than the show. This music's from a Brooklyn band called Light Asylum, and it is called, as I just said, Shallow Tears. That's a cracking bit of a track, I think you'll agree. As I said before, it's called Shallow Tears by Light Asylum from their album Light Asylum. And if you happen to be in London on August the 10th, it's the 22nd of August, you can go and watch them at Corsica Studios, still kicking about. Quite light with that song, if no one else is in the house, to put on my black dressing gown. Yes, everyone, I do have an array of colours. And then do that robotics dance that people used to do at discos to try and impress girls. And just try and impress myself, although, as usual, I fail quite badly. Now, it is... what time is it? 37 minutes past 8, if you are listening in New Zealand. If you are listening around the world, it's probably a different time. For example, if you're listening in London, it will be 8:30 in the morning. Good blimey, are you up already? What's wrong with you? We're going to do now two songs back-to-back, celebrating the darkier and kind of more groovy side of... REM's Michael Stipe. The first song is a song that he did with Placebo off their 2006 album Meds. This one is called Broken Promises. We'll be right back.
a broken promise. You are not honest. I'll bide my time. I'll wait my turn. Underground in the subway station. Thursday night and everyone's gone home. I've tried to square with the things I'm feeling. Someone come and save me, fuck me out of this hole. Forced to confront, forced to risk all the pressure leads to this. Devil breathing down your back. Devil breathing down your back on this. Sir, please respond. Sir, please respond. I saw I'll never let it happen again. Until it is. Let you in. I let you in. Making me choose. So unnaturally natural. This thing you do, breaking me down. It feels so right. It can't be wrong. So please respond. Please respond. Yes, sir. Sir, can I call you, sir? Making me feel so good. Make me feel so good. Make me feel so good. Make me, 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 make me feel so good. You make me feel.
Here endeth the Michael Stipe double bill. First time we heard him guesting with Placebo, kind of lowly man whispering in a sinister way on a song called Broken Promises. And then we heard him in his role as producer on a song called Stranger Strange by New York band Fisher Spooner. What was called, when that album came out last year, Aggressively Homosexual Pop. I'm not sure I agree. I've heard a lot more aggressively homosexual pop than that. But having said that, it is a kind of, you know, studio environment I'm listening to it in, not a sweaty nightclub with strap-on dildos stuck to the walls. If I'd heard it in that environment, I might have thought otherwise. It's Simon William Todd on 104.6 Planet FM. You can check me out here or planetaudio.org.nz, where you can get the podcast of this show and all shows on Radio 13 Music Collective as we go through the year, once a week, 8:30 on a Saturday night. What we're going to do now is play a song which, you know, sometimes as you get older, unless you're very careful, you can kind of get a bit kind of, you can pigeonhole yourself. You like the music you like, you know the music you like, and you think, yeah, I've had enough of all this new music, I'll just stick to what I know and like. And then you kind of, something comes up, you just hear a song and you think, wow, that is amazing. This is going to change the way I operate. And this is one of those songs that happened to me in 2016. This is a song called No Reptiles by Everfink Everfink. And it is just fantastic. Fat Children, and you will never look at Fat Children the same again after you've heard this one. All right? magic stuff from everything from their album Get to Heaven. That was No Reptiles. I think you'll find that next time you're walking down the street and you do see a fat child, you will be thankful that they are not in a pushchair. Although they might be, depending on where you live and the kind of people you hang out with. Don't say this show ain't curated, because what are we going now? We're going from one fat child to another fat child. This is a song from Jarvis Cocker's first solo album, Further Complications, and it is called Fat Kids, Let Them Eat Acid, or the remix. And what Simon says about this song is, we all like big drums, don't we? And about halfway through this song, there are some classically big drums. So get out of your chair or get off your exercise bike and just kind of do some Neanderthal movements. Kind of just let yourself go. Kind of be spasmodic. This is cracking. Jarvis Cocker, Fat Kids, Let Them Eat Acid, Extra Large Mix. Pretty good, right? That is a song about being mugged, having your phone nicked off you and your head kicked in. Never sounded so good. I must try it myself one day. It's me, Simon William Todd, on Planet FM 104.6 FM or planetaudio.org.nz. I'm here first Saturday, of every month as part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. What we're going to do now, as I like to do most times I'm on the air, is play a bit of Swede, because they don't get enough press. And what I also like to do is play some of their B-sides, because B-sides are kids, them songs that get overlooked, but are probably the best content of any band you can find. This song is called Painted People. It is the B-side of Animal Nitrate, which many of you will know is one of their Suede's most recognisable tunes. But before we play that, I'd just like to talk to you a little bit. Just read off a blog that I found on the internet that was written by me. 21 reasons that Suede turned me on, because they are my band. Here we go. Number one, I am waiting patiently round the back of the Kentish Town Forum to touch the singer. I am picking up his cigarette butts, pressing and framing them. I am pogoing at the front, too out of breath to sing along. I am wearing my sister's jacket on TV, such long wrists, clapping. I'm bad-mouthing Blur in the name of gang loyalty. I'm shaking my tits to the hits in my bedroom, deodorant and microphone. I'm shivering in queues in Ilford for video shoots to start. I'm loitering near the band in post-gig bars in Paris, Elstree and Perivale. I'm pining in the Southern Hemisphere for an announcement. I'm scouring YouTube for different angles of similar gigs. I'm taking on subtle changes, replicating his spindly dancing. I'm championing the black, the too small leather jacket. I'm keeping Pop Boutique afloat with international orders on 18-inch corduroys. I'm mirroring the hairstyles when you're pushing 40, enduring and celebrating the suburbs. I'm running my lyrics through an Anderson filter, reading Camus and Ballard. I'm poring over recent set lists for inclusion of favourite B-sides. I'm devouring lyrics I already know fervently. I'm turning up the volume on the fade-outs. I'm re-listening to the remasters that will never be loud enough. That's 21 reasons why they turned me on. And I tell you what, I was lucky enough to see them just 2 weeks ago on a trip back to England. And what was cool about that was, having not seen them for 20 years, right, two rows from the front, and just looking at these people and like thinking they're real. They're real physical entities. They don't just exist on the internet. And that was something that I thought was really, really special. Anyway, enough of this rubbish. Get on with it. Here's a nice pop bit of punk Painted People.
Too hard to
2 minutes of punk beauty there from my girlfriend Debbie Harry and her band Blondie. We're going to go for another short one now. This is a band called Pylon Reenactment Society. That if you talk to these smug twats who go to all these festivals in England and Europe, they go, oh, you've really got to see this band because they're really, really good. They're called Pylon Reenactment Society. I didn't take any notice of them to their face, but secretly when I got home I went and had a little look, and I liked what I saw. So just forget all those people that you don't really want to talk about, just concentrate on this. This is called Cliff Notes.
Soft human left and try to do this until it just sits. Try to do this.
lift, flute, and shake it all around. Move your right foot to the other side of town. Move a little closer and back again. Move it on over, over.
And stuff there from the Pylon Reenactment Society from their album Messenger. That band straight out of Athens, Georgia. Very like tracks previously played from our friend of the show, Michael Stipe. I just got off the phone to Michael. He was very proud that he'd just been featured on Planet FM 104.6 FM in Auckland. If you missed that sensational part of the show, you can hook it up on planetaudio.org.nz and download the podcast and listen to it again and again and again and again until you're dead. New music now from a Auckland band called Sir Friends, who are signed to Flying Nun. They've got a new album out called Doing Your Thing. They're just friends who like to surf, and according to their Facebook page, you can still book them for house parties, which is very, very cool. If I had a house and I wanted to have a party, this is the band that I would get to play. This song is called Let's Go Out Tonight. That was Surf Friends, a song called Let's Go Out Tonight from their new album, Doing Your Thing. Their first album for 9 years, those Surf Friends. I think they've been very friendly with surf and not very friendly with the musical studio. Simon William Todd on planetaudio.org.nz, Planet FM 104.6, part of the Radio 13 Music Connective. Next week, you can tune in, same time, 8:30, to listen to everyone's favourite friend, David Boyle, with one of his showbiz celebrity friends. They'll talk and they'll talk and they'll talk, and they'll probably play a few tunes anyway, but you'll hear some interesting things, right? Tune in. Much better than watching whatever's on TV3. Brand new music now from a band that came to New Zealand earlier this year. If you want to read the review, you can go to radio13.co.nz. Kay Powell was there. She liked it. I like this. This is brand new from Idols. This is a song called I Dream Guillotine. With this one, we're going to listen right to the end, like David Bowie said, turn it up right to the end, yeah. Still listening. Now, at this point of the song, you wonder, is he walking towards us? Or is he walking away? Who is he? Well, that, my friends, is one Sergio Lorenzo Bizzorno, or, as you might know him, that man of Kasabiops is not the singer. That was his new song called The Youngest Gary from his new album, which is called The SLP. My name is Simon William Todd, and it's been my pleasure to play some tracks for you. As always, tramping in the underdogs, playing some B-sides, playing some new music, some old music, some music from New Zealand, and some music from overseas. I'm going to love you and leave you now with a track called Maxim's Choir from a band called The Walls of Love, which is, if you were kicking about Camden in circa, well, I don't know, let's say 2002, this bass line will be very familiar to you. You will recognise it as that of Johan Parishioner from The Articles. Also coming up, you'll hear the sultry sound of Wellington's own Michael Hall on saxophone. They are called The Walls of Love. This is Maxim Squire. I am Simon William Todd. Be safe. I love ya.